Blog Talk Radio.
There's a peace I've come to know, though my heart and flesh may fail. There's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well.
Yes, we will rise on March the 23rd through the 26th. We shall rise on eagle's wings. And just welcome to today's segment. Today is the day when you get two for one. And we will be joining Building Your Extraordinary Business and its host, Mr. Jim Taylor. Hello, Jim. How are you?
Fine, I'm just trying to figure out who Jim Taylor is.
Oh, my heavens, Jim Nemley. Jim Taylor is a friend of mine out in Carlsbad, California. But you know what? He's not as handsome as you, so you don't even have to worry.
How are you doing this evening, Daphne?
I am wonderful. I'm wonderful. I'm just getting ready to rise.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Still waiting on our guest, Mr. Stephen Jackson.
Yes,
I've already
yes.
promoted him on my show, so why don't you tell your guest about Mr. Jackson?
Mr. Jackson refers to himself as the original geek, and as a matter of fact, I had him on this platform some months ago. And he laid out for us from the what tender age he started taking things apart and to put them back. So he does not only carry the name of the original geek, but he is indeed a guru in social media and new media. He is the general manager for RDZ Media Group in New York City. And I'm sure he will tell us when he gets on about how he built a media company and sold that. And now he's the general manager of this company. But based on what I have learned about him, he is someone who is very, very knowledgeable. in the media arena and the new media arena. He's also very astute with application creation and all of that. So he is no small fry. So I'm sure this segment will be adding value to our listeners. And I'm sure what he will be imparting at the Vision Weekend Conference in March the 23rd through the 26th will be doing likewise. So,
oh, there's no doubt about it. None.
So while we are still waiting for him, maybe we ought to use this time to introduce our listeners to the other speakers who are.
You know, I thought that I was going to ask you to do that because it's such. I pinch myself when I look at this lineup that's going to roll out starting March 23rd. Yeah, definitely tell them who's going to be there.
Well, we are going to start with our very renowned keynote speaker, who is none other than Mr. Simon T. Bailey. And Mr. Bailey is no stranger to the speaking circuit. As a matter of fact, globally, he is recognized as in the top 25 speakers across the world. Not only in America, globally. Bailey worked at Disney for some years, and then he gave that up because he understand that it was time for him to release his brilliance. So he is the founder of the Brilliance Institute. And listen, if that's the only reason you need to be there, you want to understand the importance of releasing your brilliance. And then we go down to Miss Crystal Washington. And Miss Washington is a marketing and social media strategist. She explains, as a matter of fact, a few weeks ago we had her here on the platform.
Oh, yeah.
And she shared with us the importance of strategically applying social media. It's not just getting out there and tweet or post. We got to know what we are doing, and that's what she does. Very, very savvy woman who knows her stuff inside out. And she left corporate America to become an entrepreneur. Then we have, all the way from Scotland, we have Miss Jan Mullock. And it was last week we had her on.
Yes, yes, right. Absolutely.
Yes, and she is brand as the positive achievement specialist. And each of these speakers come with such unique and authentic story and message that everyone is going to be blessed by. And you know what I like about all of this, Jim? Normally when
What's
you
that?
Put conferences, you have to choose between speakers. Well, we decide that. We do not want this here. We think our attendees deserve to hear from each of the speakers. And
Absolutely.
That's exactly what will be taking place. There will be no workshops. There will be no breakout rooms. There will be presentations, and every participant will be blessed to hear from each of the speakers. So don't get panicky and say, oh, well, my heavens, I want to hear this one and I want to hear this one. You will be blessed to hear them all. Then the next speaker on the platform is Mr. Leon Ellis. He's a restaurateur, entrepreneur, and small business owner out of Harlem, New York. And he was, I think, our second guest started back in November. And he has an amazing, amazing story. Then the other two speakers on the platform is a wife and husband couple, Dr. C.J. Cohn and her husband, William Cohn, and they are business development consultant, and they prize themselves in traveling across the country and showing people how to successfully set up your business for under $500. Then we have from Hawaii, Mr. Brian D. Ridgway, and Mr. Ridgway is a transformational mentor and teacher. And he's going to talk about just that. He has an amazing story as well. He's going to tell people and share with them how he moved from homeless to Hawaii in 90 days using his own system of transformation.
Wow.
Then we have attorney Ariella Mitchell Durant, and she's a copyright attorney, and she will teach us how to protect our stuff. Don't just leave our stuff out there. And our guest for tonight, we are waiting to arrive, Mr. Stephen Jackson. He's our guest tonight, and you will hear more from him. Then we have Miss Yolanda Webb, and Miss Webb is a speaker. And she's the CEO of Elan Cosmetics. And she has an amazing, amazing story. I tell you, she has a story, and I can't wait to have her on here. Then we have Mr. Sam Orm. And Mr. Orm is the founder of One Voice Worldwide, headquarters in Atlanta and also in the UK. Then we have Mr. Willie Crawford, who is a joint venture guru, and he's a millionaire. He will share with us the systems that he has been using just about when he was ready to retire from the military, and which allowed him to retire from the military as a millionaire. Then we have my co-host, Mr. James Taylor, who is Mr. Jim Nemley, who is, I'm telling you, he is the CEO and founder of the Better Business Builders. And Mr. Nemley is also an ordained minister, and he is no stranger to Blog Talk and to the business world, because he has carved his name in the business world, and he is coming there to show you how to take your part of the pie as well. The next lady is Mrs. Chandel Pitts, and she is one of the best design creator I have ever seen. And you look at the eagle that we have as our logo, and that was a design by Miss Chandel Pitts. Then I have my friend and spiritual sister, Mrs. Jennifer Sertle, out of Rochester, New York. And Mrs. Sertle is an author, and she is a thought leader. She really deals with thought-provoking stuff. So she's really going to be ruffling your feathers and have you thinking. Then we have Mr. Edward Foxworth III, and Mr. Foxworth is a native New Yorker. He is the son of a Black Panther, and he is a personal productivity strategist, and he's going to share his story. He was on the show a few weeks ago.
Oh, yes, he was.
And he
yes,
is so excited to come back to New York to serve his people. So I tell you, the brother is gearing up to deliver. Then the next person on the platform is Mr. Brian Delaney. And that young man is out of this world. You talking about embracing social media? You ever want your, once people type your name in, it is at the top of the list at Google? Well, that's what Brian is known for. And he is also going to be on there telling us about SEO and how to leverage social media in a very productive way. And then all the way from Israel is Mr. Kobe Huberman. And Mr. Huberman is the CEO and founder of Strategic Landscape. He is also the head of the Peace Initiative there in Israel. And he is the co-author of Strategic Leadership and the Soul. He and Jennifer co-authored that book together. And of course, you're probably asking yourselves, well, how do you come in, Dynamic One? And I have been blessed to be carrying the torch that God has given me to carry for this Vision Transformation Revolution weekend. And I am just so honored to be getting the opportunity to work alongside these amazing, amazing speakers who are by no means selfish, but they are looking to invest in you, the listeners. So I want to encourage you right now. There's two places I want you to go. I want you to go to Facebook.com if you are on Facebook. Facebook.com Vision Weekend and like our page and share it with your friends. Also, we are on Twitter at Vision Weekend 1. So follow us there. And we have an amazing, amazing affiliate program. And to become part of that, you visit DaphneClarkHudson.com. And you scroll down to the bottom after you look on all the speakers and what you want to read. And there's a link there that directs you to become an affiliate. And you know what, Jim?
What's that, Daphne?
The affiliate program pays $100 per person. So if you send it out to your list, and your list decide they are going to go to the conference, you can probably use that money, if you have a large list, to offset your entire cost of the conference, because $100 is a lot of money. So all you need...
So you figure, let me tell you, you figure that, you know, they could probably just get about five or six people to come and bang, they're in the door.
That's right. That's right. They already are making $600 just there. And at the early bird of $6.97 to expire December 31st includes five meals. And you stay at the Broadway Millennium for $179 a night. Come on. We are talking about Times Square in New York City. So, listen, it does not get any better than this. So, that's just some of what we have lined up where speakers are concerned. We are planning, we are having a gala on the night of the 24th. We're going to have fashion show. We are going to have live entertainment. So I tell you, we are going to be rocking. When I tell you it's going to be a Vision Transformation Revolution, ain't no kidding you, because it's indeed going to be that. So you want to be a part of making history. So visit the website, DaphneClarkHudson.com, and just read more there and grab your early registration. So that's it for me for now, Jim.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. If people aren't excited behind that, then I don't know what's going to excite them, because I'll tell you something. It's about what we learn.
Yes.
That takes us to where we need to be.
Exactly.
And, you know, there's an old saying, if you keep doing what you always did, you keep getting what you always got.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't get out in front of these folks and allow them to pour themselves into you. When Daphne says that this is going to be transformational, she's just utterly right. You cannot leave that conference the same way you came in. It's just not possible.
That's
the
right.
Only way that it would be possible is if you went there and somehow got into a coma and never attended a session. And, oh, by the way, There's something very unique about what Daphne said as it relates to how the information is going to be given to everyone. Typically, when you go to a conference, you have the breakout rooms, and you have to now sit down, and in a 3-4-day conference, you have to figure out, all right, there's only so many hours in the day, I'll have to see this one. Then at this time, I'll run over and see that one, but I'm not going to be able to make them all. Well, you get more than your money's worth with this conference because, like Daphne said, every one of us will be presenting individually. And that's extremely important. It means you will not miss one single word of instruction and guidance that's spoken during that time. Not one. And that in and of itself is an awesome thing, a real awesome thing. And I have to tell you this. I am absolutely impressed with the list of people that are going to be on the program. Okay, what's so funny is that when Daphne showed me that list, I said, you've got to be kidding me. They're all coming? Yep, they're all not only coming, but they're coming with guns blazing.
I can't.
And if you follow the shows every Monday, you'll be able to hear them as well. Daphne?
Yes, give me a minute, Jim. I was trying to get Mr. Jackson on the other line. He's going to be calling in 15 minutes, so I guess we just need to rock and roll.
Okay, very good.
Until he gets on.
Very good. Jeff, the other part about dealing with people who are extremely busy, let me tell you something. Sometimes it's hard to get people, but it won't be hard to get them on the day that they're speaking on, and you can be sure that you'll learn a ton. The other part about that is that every one of the speakers are bringing something different. I know that what I'm bringing will not be what everyone else is bringing.
Absolutely not.
Because we want you folks to have a full-orbed education. Transformation means that we're not going to hit you with the same information over and over. Every area that can be helped in your business will be helped in your business. And for those of you that don't have a business and are thinking about getting into business, how wonderful would it be for you to fully understand how to get that done without going through all of the failures that many, many, many business owners have to go through? Only because of the fact that you attended a conference, that's a very difficult thing to do. I've been to thousands of conferences. I've keynoted at many of them, and I've never seen anything like this before.
Yeah, you and I both, because you know something, it's very, I'm not saying that there is not, I am not aware of it. I'm not aware of a conference now for entrepreneurs and business people that covers the entire person.
Mm-hmm.
And if, as you look on, you and I, Jim, know the importance of having our spirituality intact, because that's very important in business, because when we go there, we are going to be hearing a lot of no's before we get a yes. And if we are really not connected, and if we are not wired and plugged into the source, we are going to fold up and we are going to go back home.
That's right.
We have this conference so design that you are going to be prepared when you get out there, when you get the nose or whatever setback might come in front of you. It's like you have a checklist and you put a check mark because you know it was going to come, and you move on, and you have a big old smile on your face because you say, wow, look at that, I know you were coming, hey, I was ready for you. So now, I am moving forward. I am moving forward.
Absolutely.
And
the
beauty about it, you know, there are some things that, they don't hear anything yet, because there are so many other things that we have that we will be rolling out at that conference that is going to hold people accountable. So we are not only going to deposit in them and hype them up and send them home. But we will have systems in place that during the year they are still in touch with us and
yep.
have, you know, bunks off with us and everything going on. So, guys, listen, we can't tell you everything yet, but...
Not yet.
You wait, you wait. You are not going to believe some of the things that we have in place. I'm excited. I'm telling you. I'm excited as if it is the first conference I'm going to go. You know, I as a speaker, Jim, I was so excited when my colleagues decide that, yes, we want to present to the entire population. Because when, as a speaker... I always disgust when I am presenting and people take my hand out and leave the room. And
right, right.
Do not understand the disadvantage that they are putting themselves in. Because they
That's
have true. All these different classes, spend good money to go there and go home learning nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why we
That's
are giving
true.
Them the opportunity to indeed invest in themselves.
Period. That's the point.
Yes.
Well, I know one thing is for absolute certain, and I agree with you. First and foremost, for a speaker to be truly impactful,
mm-hmm.
they have to have the focus of the audience. And that means
That's
that
right.
the audience is then looking at the clock, thinking about the next place they have to run to.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Or trying to grab material. You know, I've spoken where I'd be in a breakout room and someone would want to hear me speak and but couldn't because they had a conflicting schedule. So
right.
they'll stick their head in the door, they'll grab my, you know, collateral material, they'll run out the door. Well, they got nothing from me. They
nothing,
got absolutely nothing from me.
Because when they get home and read that, they have no understanding. So But you know,
no.
they say, Jim, you live and you learn. You know what I started doing a few years ago? I have
What's
all
that?
My handouts on the table in an envelope, and I distribute them at the end of the class when people are leaving. So people sit there, and everything is so interactive. And everyone is engaged and no one is leaving. So I always have a room monitor. And when the class is about to be finished, I hand the envelope to the room monitor and he or she stands at the door. And as they leave, they get a handout. And I know it's much adding much more value to
Absolutely.
People. Adding much more value to people.
Well, I have to tell folks what I plan on doing. I plan on sitting in the sessions myself. You see, I don't have to speak at every session. After I've said my piece, after I've done my piece on my day, I plan on getting into every one of the sessions. That go. I'm going to take advantage of that.
You and I am staying right in that front seat, and I'm taking notes like everybody.
You better believe it.
Everybody else. I mean, it's not just for you guys that we are doing it. We are doing it for ourselves as well. We are doing
If anybody out there thinks that you're beyond learning, then I'm sorry, you've got a problem. If you feel that you're beyond learning, then there is an issue. I learn every day, and I've been at this for over 25 years.
Wow.
And there's always something new to learn. It's unbelievable how much there is to learn. You cannot exhaust the information that's out there. And especially when it comes down to now being able to pull it in and use it in a congruent fashion. See, a lot of times you go to a workshop, you go to a seminar, and you get some information. Then you don't go to another one for maybe another year or two. Well, whatever you got has already gone by the boards, and now
exactly.
you're getting more information.
That's
all
right.
Mm-hmm. It's not like being able to say that I am going to have 14, count them, 14 presentations
mm-hmm.
over this period of time, and they are all of the presentations are systematically designed to feed off of one another, but
That's
add
right.
to what was already given.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, it's not like you have two people there just talking about straight marketing or this person. No, it's not like that at all. And if you note the specialties, and again, go to the website. If you note the specialties of the individual speakers, we're working from the inside out.
That's right.
We need to change your mind. See, transformation doesn't start with a new marketing plan.
Mm-hmm.
Transformation starts with a change of mind.
Mm. You know,
and
Jim,
that's where we begin.
Wow. You said that, and for the first time, when you say that it's working from the inside out, I look at it as a plunger. I said, my God, that conference is like a rota-rota. It's going to get all that thing out. I didn't realize it until you mention it now.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's how I look at it.
Yes.
That's how I look at it. I know that when I work with business owners, I can give you everything under the sun as it relates to every type of business system that you can apply to your particular business.
Right.
I can do that. Then I can even give you a means in which you can measure the growth of your business.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing that has to happen is that you have to first and foremost buy in. And that buy-in starts with you changing your mind. Your mind has to be open and receptive of the information, and you have to be motivated to do something with the information.
It's all about action.
Absolutely. As a business coach, I have to hold all of my clients and all of my students accountable.
That's right.
Accountable for the information that's being given. We don't give information just for the purpose of giving information. I always tell people, listen, when I'm laying something out for you and we're working on developing a system so that we can design strategies and we can design the metrics in which to measure the key performance indicators of what we're doing to make certain that what you've been given is going to work. When we do all of this, it's going to require you doing it. I educate you to the point where you fully understand it and you're able to do it. But the idea is this: you do it. Now, I can't be riding your coattail 24/7.
That's
even
right.
Though I'm a coach. So when we have speakers there that will train you on how to motivate yourself to the next level, when you have a Simon T. Bailey who's helping you to bring out that brilliance from within. And folks, you may have a rough exterior, and when I say that, I'm not talking about your real physical feature.
Right.
I'm just illustrating.
Right.
You may have a rough exterior, but there is a gem within.
That's right.
And the idea is, how does that shine, that gem that's within you, how does that come out to the forefront? And if you're getting all this information on how to get your businesses moving forward in leaps and bounds, you have to have the want to.
That's right.
To get that
that's
done.
Right.
You have to have that want to.
You got to be hungry. You know what Les Brown says. You got to be hungry. And when you're hungry, you know that it doesn't matter what people are saying or what's happening around you. You come when you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and you're hungry enough, you're going to say, all road leads to the Vision Weekend Conference. Because if it is to be, it's up to me. You know, Jim, people walk around with a sense of entitlement and
I know.
Who do them wrong, and this ethnicity and this culture do them wrong and taking away this from them, where they just need to take a little responsibility for where they want to go, just like how the other people have taken
that's
responsibility
true.
For themselves.
That's true. You know what? No one owes me a blessed thing.
Nothing.
All right? They really don't. No one does. And I'm not just saying that. It just happens to be true. I don't have time for that mentality, that type of mindset. And the reason why is that I have no reason to hold my head down. I know where I am. I know how I got here. All right?
That's right.
Number one. I also know my faith. All right? I know my family. I don't have to worry about all those other things, so no one really owes me a blessed thing. I need to go out there and do what I have to do, and I'm the one that has to take responsibility for getting what I need, and that's what this type of conference is all set up to do. Everything will be there. Hey, if you're hungry and you go to a restaurant, and they place all that food in front of you, well, that's a wonderful thing. But all that food means nothing if you're not putting it in your mouth.
That's right. Doesn't matter. You got to lift the fork up.
Sit there. That's right.
Too, that, you know, as we converse, Jim, one of the other things that just came to my mind is that we need to all focus on the race that we are each called to run. I cannot run your race. You cannot run my race. But collaboratively, if we go out there on the track and we run our individual race, when we get to the finish line after the race, it's time for us to fellowship and exchange about the journey. And that's how we add value to each other.
It's through collaboration. You and I talked about that. Mm-hmm. It's about collaborating. And this is something, again, you know, Dr. Daphne had alluded to what's going to happen post-conference. And as we continue on into the winter, we will begin to speak more and more about that. And if you weren't excited enough by the conference itself, you'll be totally excited for what's going to spin off from the conference. And it's really
right.
important
right.
that you understand that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think that you'll get an idea of how much we really want to pour, to invest into you.
That's right. And next week with our guest, our guest next week will be Miss Jennifer Sertler. And let me tell you, she is a fireball. So I can't wait to hear. So, you know, I just want people to come out next week and just get a sample of her and what her work. She too. Everybody just got such a phenomenal story. And I tell you, she and I met on LinkedIn, and it is as if we were twin sisters. She is such a phenomenal, phenomenal woman. I went up to Rochester to be with her and Kobe when they had launched their book, May of 2010. And what an honor it was for me, and to listen to how people speak about her in their community and what light they hold her in. It's just amazing to see how, and we talk about relationships. You don't know what is going to become when you go to that conference, because I'm sure she will share it next week. But just a little bit, that she and Kobe met at a conference in France. That's how they met. And they co-authored a book, one in Israel and one in New York, Rochester. So you don't
know
what's going to be in that room for you. Just come prepare and be open for whatever blessings will come your way.
Absolutely. That's the way to do it. And that means that, and oh, by the way, I do believe our guest is here now. Hold on one moment.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yes, how are you? And your name?
My name is Amelia from New Jersey. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, Amelia. Dr. Daphne's on the line as well.
Hi,
how can
Amelia.
We help you, Amelia?
How are you?
I'm doing just fine. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Listen, I have started my small business. It was up in 2004, but because I was working for others, I couldn't concentrate, come home, run a family, and concentrate on the business. So finally, here it is, 2011, I decided to put my feet down and just said, I'm going to go forward with this now. But the problem is, I found a deal where a gentleman is willing to give me a break. He's selling me a multi-family four-unit, 12-unit apartment complex. It is valued at $700,000. That's the replacement value. He said he bought it about $410,000 back 5 years ago. And he wants to take a tax loss because he moved to Florida, and he wants to sell it for $125,000. And I said, this is a great opportunity, and I've been trying to get someone to give me an asset-based loan so that I can purchase it and then 12 months later refinance and pay them off. Do you know of any place that I can get that type of financing?
I'll tell you what. I have to bring our guest on the line. He's on the other line. But I'll tell you what I'm going to ask you to do is send me an email, all right, with your information. All right, and let me give you my email address.
Okay.
It's james.nemley, N as in Nancy, E M as in Mary, L-E-Y, @gmail.com. All right. Send me the information about what you're doing, and also send me your contact information, and I will call you tomorrow. How's that?
That's fine. That's very, very, very sweet of you. That's James. Dot.
N-E-M-O-E-Y
at gmail.com.
Yes, that's it.
Well, I definitely will send it first thing tomorrow, sir.
Very good, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
Uh-huh, thank you.
All right, you have a great night. And
are you bringing a guest on?
Yes, I'm bringing our guest speaker on tonight, Mr. Stephen Jackson. So why don't you hang in there and listen to him?
Okay, I'm going to try to press the number to get off the queue.
Okay, very good.
I never pressed it to get on, so that's okay. I'll just stay in.
Okay, all right.
Hello?
Hello, sir. How are you?
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I got Dr. Daphne here.
Hello,
good
Mr.
evening.
Jackson.
Hello. Good evening. How are you, Daphne?
I am wonderful. Thank you.
Good.
Well.
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah. Okay. Good, good, good. Yeah, welcome to the show. We're so glad to have you. You know, we were telling our listeners all about you and about what they can expect to hear from you. But we didn't go into any great detail because, I mean, after all, you're the one that's the original geek.
Obviously, you saw my Twitter handle.
So we can't do it as good as you. Why don't you tell the folks what they're going to be able to partake of between March 23rd and 26th, 2012, at the conference?
Well, what they're going to get exposed to is how to properly set up social media plans, execute, and really benefit from what we call mobile social. Our company has always been focused not just on social media, but also on mobile marketing, communications, and app development, because the old paradigm of how we market and communicate with people is no longer working. It takes different ways. There are new ways that you want to talk and communicate with people, social media being the hub of it. But the key word social media is that word social. So it's not about the advertising. It's not about telling people what you're going to do. It's about really empowering, helping people, having true conversations with people and learning from them. You know, the thing about when you start to listen to your clients and to people who have ideas about how you can improve your product or service, it opens up a whole new market, you know, So we're going to really talk about how to set the goals. What social mobile can accomplish for you, you know, and it's not just making sales. I think the first thing too often people are so focused on how do I make money off of this, where they really should be focused on how to be profitable. I mean, because you can make a lot of money and not be profitable and still be out of business. But if you have certain goals in place, certain outcomes that you're focused on, like say I want to use social media to reduce my call center expenses, or I want to use social media to reduce my lead management time, or I want to use social media to do my market research or to do my product research, you know, but when you start to set outcomes of what you want to accomplish through social mobile, then you're able to now measure the results. You got a strategy and a plan in place, you know, so you're going to see where you're going, and you're going to see, you know, the circumstances that may be stopping you from getting it, and you can change your strategy and actually get to where you want to go and achieve what you want to achieve, you know, and to build at the end a profitable business. You know?
Wow. That, you know, it's funny, and it's not just parachute in, lay something out there. I think I might have said this a few weeks ago. I had a guy one time who had dropped a video on my Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
All right, okay, fine. It was cute, you know. Guy was marketing his business, you know, and I thought at first he was doing it because he wanted me to grade it, you know.
Right.
I just let it go, you know, and then after a while, every day this guy was dropping his video, and then I came to realize he was just hitting up everybody like that. So I blocked
mm-hmm.
him. So
right.
You mean that's not the good way about going about doing this?
That's the absolutely poorest way to go about doing it. That's the same as you just have purchased an ad, and you know, you might just have purchased an ad. And think about it. What this guy literally did to you was he advertised on your page, and he didn't give you any income for doing it.
That's true.
So every time he put a video on your page without you, you know, saying anything, he was doing it consistently, he was taking ad space on your personal page to reach the people who you communicate with, and he wasn't sharing any revenue with you. Of course you start blocking it, because you realize that this guy was really not, he had nothing else to add to the community. He didn't converse with any of your people. He didn't even talk to you. You know, to say, hey, you know, I got an idea, you know, maybe I could put this ad and we could help push this ad out there, you know, anything like that about my business. No, he just thought it was okay to do that, and that's why you blocked him. I'm quite certain a lot of other people started blocking him, too, because that's the old way of how people have done things. What he did to you is the same as spamming.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, now, I happen to like spam, but I'm talking about the meat version. All right, I don't like it in my inbox.
There you go. mm-hmm.
So, you know, but again, you know, I had somebody on not long ago who was talking about LinkedIn, and
yeah.
She helps people design LinkedIn strategies. And I remember when people started talking to me, especially her, about how you have to really establish strategies. And just like you were just saying, it's about the outcome. It's not about making money. It's about
mm-hmm.
making profit, because making money is not difficult. It's making the right money that's difficult without a strategy and
right.
outcome. So when you're helping people do this, and oh, by the way, why don't you tell folks where they can find you and how they can get in touch with you? Because they don't have to wait till March. I don't want anybody going poor until March, all right? But how can they find you?
Our website is RDZ Media, so that would be Robert David Zhu, the three letters, RDZmedia.com. Okay. From there, all our contact information is on there, access to our white papers, the way we see social media, the way we see mobile marketing, all that information is right there, as well as contact information to me as well.
Excellent. When you speak mm-hmm. of mobile media, when did
mm-hmm.
that come to pass, mobile media? That's quite intriguing.
Well, for me, it came to pass in about 2005. That's when I did my first mobile campaign. So I always saw the as early as 2005, we saw more of the world moving toward mobile marketing, toward mobile devices, because it became so simple to use. It's like anything else, it's just that the phones had to get more powerful, in which they are today. I had probably one of the first smartphones back in like 2006. You know, I had a Windows-based phone, and it allowed me to surf the web and do all this cool, cool stuff at the time. You know, but I was, you know, me, like I said, I'm a geek, so of course I would have
something like
that.
I was
going to
say, you really earned that name, didn't you?
Mobile marketing, let's really put mobile marketing in perspective. Right now in the U.S., there are more mobile devices in use in the United States right now than there are people. That means that some people are carrying more than one device.
Right.
Text messages are read in less than a minute. 3 minutes at the most. An email may linger for 2 days in your box, but not a text message. Okay.
Mm.
By 2013, right, more people would be accessing the internet through mobile devices than through standard PCs.
Wow.
Okay. So that's just to give you a little overlay of just the minuscule, and I'm just talking about U.S. If I really talk about the world, when we start talking about other countries, mobile is already a big thing in different parts of the world. I mean, basically in Africa, access to the internet is mostly through a mobile phone. Very few people are using a desktop appliance, you know, like a PC or anything that they're using. They're going on through their mobile phones. So we talk about how we are now accessing local search is now very big because of mobile phones. 70% of shoppers, right, are doing searches from their mobile phone while they're in a store. They're doing price comparisons. And the store is watching them. And the store has now gone into mobile because they realize that right now their consumers are walking through the aisles with their phones out, scanning the QR code, and the QR code is a way to find out more information, right? Or they have Amazon has a great little mobile search application, right, for price comparisons and stuff. So this is now when we talk about mobile market, we're not talking about a future. We're talking about if you are not there, you are behind again. You know, everyone else has been focusing on websites. So I tell anyone, if you have a website, you don't have a mobile version of a website, you are really backwards. You're really behind the times, because I guarantee that, you know, quite a bit of the traffic that's coming to your site is going to come from a mobile device. And if your website is not optimized for a mobile device, that experience is not going to be a pleasant experience.
You know, you're the first one to say that, to say it in that way. And now I noticed that everything that I do with my phone has a mobile app, all right? And I've done that because I can't read it otherwise. And you're right. I cannot read my website, you know, on my phone.
Right, because the traditional website is not built for mobile devices. Websites are built for mouse clicks, mouse scrolling. Mobile websites are built for thumb scrolling. So the information is more vertical. The images are more optimized because, once again, when we're delivering content to mobile devices, we have to take into consideration 3G speeds. You know, so, you know, mobile sites need to load without all the flash interactions and all this other stuff that you want to show off. It has to be a little more slimmed down. We really have to think about user interaction. The same way you think about user interaction in a traditional website, there's a different set of user interaction that goes through a mobile phone. And all mobile phones display content differently. If you use a BlackBerry, you're going to get a different viewing experience than you would get from an iPhone.
Wow. You know, folks, I forgot that you guys were out there. I thought I was just talking to Steve all by myself. So, Daphne, I just squeezed you right out.
That's okay. That's all right. Mr. Jackson, why is it important for entrepreneurs and small business to embrace this platform?
Jason?
It's important because that is where they're going to find. In other words, the one thing we want to do as marketers is to talk to people where they're comfortable. There's nothing, you know, the worst experience you can give someone is to tell you the only way you can contact me is through the way I say contact me with. That's not how people want to do business with people. We want to be able to talk to you in a way that is comfortable with me. It's just like, you know, many times we used to always, you know, before it was we always communicate on the phone. That changed. Then we started communicating mostly by email. People found that to be very pleasurable. Okay, you send me an email, I get back to you. Now people have moved on to Facebook and text message. There's some people I could contact on Facebook at any time of the day, but would never get them on the phone.
Wow.
That's their preferred method of communication. There are other people who I talk to specifically through text. My technical guys, all of my programmers are, because they are really more, they're more visual and like to see things. They do not want a phone call from me. They want a text or an email. So I've learned to communicate with them on a way that is the way that they choose. And that's what we have to learn to do as entrepreneurs. We got to be able to communicate on the platforms in a way that people want to communicate with us, or we're not going to be able to do business with them.
What you just mentioned about website design is critical. So what information does a business person need to have access to when they are entering into the dialogue of creating their website? Because you are saying now that, you know, the creation of the click and the mobile thing is different. So what do they need to know to have that conversation?
Well, what they need to know is, they need to know what their company is all about. That's first and foremost. You really need them to have a great value-added proposition in place that you could communicate that is immediately when someone comes to your site. The hardest thing to do is have someone visit your site and they don't know what you do. So that's the first thing that needs to be, you know, out there. And a lot of times you have to understand, once again, people receive information differently. So you want to be visual as well as text-based. You want to give people enough visual as well as give them enough text information. You want to, you know, there's nothing wrong with using videos. You know, video is a very powerful communication platform. You know, it can really tell a story. You just don't want to overdo it and create, you know, these 6 or 7 minute videos that no one's going to see, unless it's a how-to video. You want to make certain that that your website is optimized and tested so that it displays well on different platforms. You know, so it's like I said, it's you know, if and for us, you know, we website to us is primarily WordPress. We love that blog platform. It really creates some powerful user interactions. Plus, it makes it very easy for us to create a mobile version of the same site without having to do a whole lot of other custom programming. You know, so, you know, we have our preferred. Everybody else has their preferred. Some people like Joomla. Some people like Drupal. That's not the issue, what platform you like. It's just how well you optimize a platform and understand where the people who are looking for your site, how they're going to find you. And once they find you, can they learn about you? And can they get to the decision of they want to either contact you, right, or how can they further contact? And one of the biggest mistakes I see when it comes to websites is no contact information. I find that to be, and it's funny because I actually wrote a blog post about that about a year or so ago, because I had a conversation with a woman who came, who eventually got my number and said, I had a hard time finding your phone number. I said, really? And I looked on my site and I was like, whoa, wait a minute. And I actually literally made certain that my phone number to contact us is on our contact page in nice big letters, as well as a mailing address, as well as a link to the email. We want to put that up there and make sure that people can contact, because that becomes very difficult. I had the same thing happen with a company called Square. You remember, they got a nice little device that allows you to, you know, attach to your iPhone and charge credit cards. Well, guess what? I wrote a blog post about them. A gentleman who wanted to know more about the product ended up on my site, calls me up and asking me questions about Square. And, you know, he asked some questions about how does he get paid through the system. I'm on their website looking for customer support. They got no phone number. I got to go to Twitter to submit customer support.
Oh, my goodness.
So, once again, you want to be able to make sure that people can reach you in a way that is comfortable for them. So, we use new technology, but we shouldn't get rid of old technology if it's still comfortable for some people. Some people don't always want to pick the phone. Some people don't always want to send an email. Some people want to send a text. And some people want to talk to you on Facebook or Twitter. You just have to be ready to accommodate the new ways that people are communicating.
Wow. You know, I thank you so much for all that info in such a short period of time. We have about another minute left in the show. It went by that fast. Stephen, why don't you tell folks again how you can how they can get in contact with you and how they can find you?
My website is rdzmedia.com. That's Robert David Zoo Media.com. All of our contact information is on there. Full description of the service that we offer, all that is on there. You can link. You want to know more about mobile marketing? We have a tab on our services that talks about our mobile product.
I will rise when he calls my name.